love Star Wars. They love comic books. But they really love football. It's Nick and Cecil, powered by Coe's BMW. Here's Nick Ferguson and Cecil Lammy on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Was Philip Rivers the greatest Bronco villain of all time? That's what we want to know. Our man Brian, yes, that Brian, chimes in and says, don't forget about Ray Lewis, Brian Bosworth. He even mentions Peyton Manning as being a Broncos villain. At a certain time, well, that might have been true. What does Chad Brown think? That's why we go to the VIP line. It's 104.3 The Fan's Chad Brown, presented by the Elite Sports Book at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. Chad, what's good, brother? How's it going, man?
I am fantastic, fellas. I love the promo spot talking about you guys. Yeah, so at some point, we have to get into what is your favorite Star Wars and why. But to answer your question, Cecil, I think he's, you know, Philip Rivers is just so easy and entertaining to dislike. But I think the villain has to win more often than Philip Rivers has won recently against the Broncos. To actually truly be a villain. So maybe not a villain. He's just kind of fun to play against because most of the time you win and he's going to take dadgum a lot.
All right, Chad, you asked a question. So my favorite Star Wars movie is Empire Strikes Back because in that movie, the Sith get their revenge, and we find out that Darth Vader, who's the villain and the menace of the Star Wars saga, is Luke Skywalker's father. So, with that being said, Drew Locke, he has a father, but the Broncos now have somewhat of a new father of their own, and George Payton. When you heard the interview with George Payton, and he talked about Drew Locke, and he didn't really kind of commit to him, what was the first thing that came to mind?
You know, I don't want to put too much on his first press conference. I mean, he's there to be thankful and say some nice things. And, you know, when put on the spot, he's also going to be non-committal. You know, I don't take it as a bad sign or a great sign. I know Tyler is, you know, reading the tea leaves with what George Payton said and thinking he's going to be looking to move on or bring someone else in. I'm not willing to go that route just yet. I just think, you know, at your introductory press conference, you're not there to make news. You are there to be appreciative, say thank right. you, and say things like, the Broncos are a sleeping giant. You know, that's what he's there to do. I think when we have some more interviews down the road with the draft coming up and when free agency opens up, things like that, there may be more of George Payton's actual plans that will be revealed at that time. But yesterday was just not the place for that.
I get that. You know, shake hands, kiss babies, right? It's his politician moment, for lack of a better term. That's what George Payton was doing, and that's what we're talking about now. Chad Brown joining us tonight here, Nick and Cecil. And, Chad, you and I have had enough conversations to know. You know what I think about players. But I asked Nick this earlier. I'm going to ask you the same thing. Players just kind of know whether or not a guy can play. Now, we're all wrong, and we all have misses, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not anywhere near you guys in terms of playing experience. Hell, I couldn't even play six-man high school football. But we talked about George Payton said, I got to have more time to watch Drew Locke. I gotta watch some more. And I like that he'll be thorough. But really, Chad, especially from your guys' perspective, as a former player, can't you just look at a guy and watch some film and like, oh, he can play, or, well, no, there's some problems here?
Well, I think when you're evaluating a young quarterback and, you know, you're trying to project what he can be, to do the smart route and do what George Payton is doing and look at it not just for what Drew Locke does on play in and play out, but are his receivers where they're supposed to be? Is he getting the offensive line protection that, you know, you would like your quarterback to have? So when you begin to look at some of those pieces to it, and also I think along the way, maybe evaluating some of the play calling as well, and are you maximizing what Drew Locke's skill set provides with the play calling that's going on? The quarterback position is a bigger picture. But to answer your question, Cecil, I could tell within – maybe one practice, maybe a practice and a half, not even during training camp, during OTAs, whether any of the new free agents or any of the draft picks could actually play. And I would say I was about 90 to 95% accurate with that one practice or a practice and a half. Sometimes, occasionally, a guy may grow or become a little bit better, and you go, okay, maybe I was wrong with my initial evaluation. But, yeah, scouts do years and years of work. They call everybody. They call his grandma. They call his junior high school guidance counselor. They watch tape when he played AAU basketball in the ninth grade.
Yep.
But in the end, until you get a chance to see those guys on a real NFL field with other NFL players, it's just an unknown. For Nick and I, we were obviously on the field, so we got a chance to see them as they were trying to compete with us. And, yeah, it's pretty clear within 2 hours of practice time, I know who's a player and who's not.
See, I'm glad that we had Chad on tonight, but I'm glad that you asked him that specific question, because there's a lot of individuals who don't see it that way, Chad, and it's hard for them to break the games down the way that we actually break them down. So I want to thank you for kind of giving that to the audience, because as we talk about Drew Lock and we talk about every player on this team, we're only giving our truth based on our experience and what the optics tell us, and we're not just going to spin it just for the sake of spinning it. But really quickly, the Broncos, definitely a lot of decisions for George Payton. One of the bigger ones outside of Simmons and Von Miller is, what are you doing with Juwan James? If you're George Payton, what are you saying to Juwan James, knowing as though he opted out and knowing as though the offensive line did play better without him being in the lineup?
I need to see a lot from Juwan James. I need to see an incredible amount of commitment early. Yes, you know, you were, you know, allowed to opt out. In some ways, there shouldn't be a punishment for that. Whatever your reason was, your own personal health reasons, you just had a baby, lots of different reasons why people could have opted out. But I need to see a renewed commitment. There's too many question marks hanging over Juwan James' head for that to continue into the season. Something has to be done. A commitment has to be made on his end. It needs to be clear. It needs to be in some ways discussed publicly so the rest of the fan base can understand where this guy is, or you've got to move on. I know a lot of money was paid out, but you can't put good money behind bad money and make that bad money better. It's still just bad money. A bad decision was made. If you've got to move on, then that's what you have to do. But if I am George Payton, then I need to have a discussion with Juwan James right away, and we need to figure out exactly where your head is and how we can possibly move forward. And then that commitment needs to be shown to me at the team facility. I don't want to see Instagram videos of you working out. That's not going to cut it.
Right.
I need to see you here. I need to see your commitment with my own two eyes to feel comfortable with you going forward.
He is Chad Brown, 104 Through the Fans. Chad Brown, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, Chad, but you and Nick are only defenders on the Fan. You realize that? Everyone else is pretty much an offensive lineman, and oh yeah, Stoke. Right?
Well, there you go. We are the only real dudes.
That's right.
On the show.
You sell it.
Everyone
you
else
sell
is told what to do in the huddle. I gotta go out there. I gotta read coverages. I gotta react.
Yes!
I gotta be mentally sharp in real time, make decisions. They're out there just following a script. I am reading your script and making my own play in the midst of that. Much harder, much more cerebral on the defensive side of the ball.
You heard? Hey, put that right there in the promo right there. Chad said it, and it is true. There it is.
No.
He's dropping the mic. He is Chad Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Chad, it's always a pleasure talking football with you, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you guys. Have a good night.
And there we have him, 104.3, the fans, Chad Brown, presented by the Elite Sportsbook at the Red Dolly Casino in Blackhawk. A lot of truth there, dude.
It is.